Osweiler feet staggers. Chiefs send five. And they're going to blow up Osweiler. Derrick Johnson came through on a jailbreak sack back at the 17-yard line. One of the few times the Chiefs have sent five, and it works as Derrick Johnson destroys Osweiler. The Texans are 3-and-out. Snap to Fitzpatrick again, looking in the flat. The pass intercepted by Derrick Johnson. He's got the open field, gets a couple blocks. DJ going right. He's at the 25, 20, 15. He's at the 10, and he's taking a jet with him all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City for Derrick Johnson. His fourth pick, six of his incredible career. At the Chief 22, Chiefs lead 14-0. Good snap back to Mariota. Being pressured, he is absolutely leveled. Now the ball comes out late. He is hit and dropped back at the 32-yard line. Derrick Johnson came on the blitz and depletes Mariota.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. Stephen St. John and Jake Gutierrez is back in studio. Nate Bucati live at Rally House Superstore, 9750 Quivira, right across the street from Oak Park Mall for the 810 tailgate takeover. Go out there. You can win a $50 gift card. We're giving away one every hour. And register to win two tickets to go see the Chiefs play the Titans on Sunday. Also get some great deals out at Rally House. And our coverage continues, our Chiefs coverage, brought to you by Polsinelli Law Firm, the law firm solving complex business challenges for more than 40 years. Business has its challenges. You need the team to bring you the real answers. The Polsinelli Law Firm. And right now, we're very happy to be joined by one of the best Chiefs ever to suit them up and play at Arrowhead Stadium. Super DJ Derrick Johnson joins us. Derrick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. After listening to those highlights, I want to get out there. I want to get out there on the field.
Let's go. Let's get it. So, update everyone. How's your life going right now? Tell us what you've been up to.
Well, I'm going back to school right now, getting my degree, finishing up. So I'll be finishing up in May, and it's going good. I mean, I got five boys, so sports are full effect. Got golf, got swimming, got football and basketball. So I'm pretty busy right now, but I always get an opportunity to watch the Chiefs play either up at Arrowhead or on TV. And I'm coaching from the couch right now and just enjoying this this great run that the Chiefs are displaying right now.
Well, what's your degree going to be in?
It's education. My mom's everybody knows she's been a teacher for over 40 years. My sister's a principal. My brother's a teacher. And it's just one of those things in my family is teachers and preachers. So somehow I'll be working with youth through my degree, and that's my passion, always developing the younger kids.
You think you ever want to actually, you say you're coaching from your couch, do you think you ever actually want to become a coach?
You know, yeah, later on. Right now I don't have the time to do it. I wish that would be a dream job for me, just because from a cognitive standpoint, mental standpoint, I love the X's and O's of football. Love it. Love it. So I actually get on my wife's nerves when we're at the house. Well, I'm always like stopping to play like, hey, you see this? You see this, honey? Did you? She's like, oh my goodness.
Well, we need some of that expert analysis for us right now. Now, I know it's not a great memory for you or for Chiefs fans, but the Chiefs did play the Titans in recent history back on January 6, 2018 in the postseason, and they won 22-21. I know it's a different quarterback that's going to be out there and some different players. Obviously, a different quarterback for both football teams, it makes a huge difference. But Derrick Henry was on the field, and before I ask you about the challenges of going up against a running back like Derrick Henry, man, someone posted that damn play on January 6th on the anniversary, and I watched it, and I shouldn't have because I was at the game, and I didn't need to watch that. I saw it live, and I know what happened. But then I watched it for the first time as it was on TV. That's one of the worst calls I've ever seen in my entire life watching the sport of football. I mean, you did it. I mean, you could you? I couldn't believe what the hell was that, DJ?
You know what? That was a bad, of course, crazy bad call, but the situation was terrible for us to be in. We needed maybe one call to go our way, and we win that game. I mean, that was a clear fumble. I mean, even when you were showing the highlights, or we were hearing the highlights just a while ago, when you said the hit on Mitch was talking about the hit on Mariota, that he should have said fumble, you know, and it's Chiefs ball because Justin Houston picked it up. But I tell you what, man, we definitely had more chances than that, obviously, to cap the game off, having them 21-0. But that was a big time game. Derrick Henry, he was a factor in that game, especially towards the end, the 4 minute part where you had to stop, you know, maybe stop him from making a first down to give us back the ball, and we couldn't hold on. So he's definitely a factor. He's even more of a factor now. They give him the ball, and you know it. You know, boxes are stacked. They got safety or two in the box trying to stop this kid. And I tell you what, it's we're gonna have to get 11 guys on the ball and rip the ball out a couple of times because this is a big animal running through the line.
DJ, when it comes to that history that you just kind of touched on with your time with the Kansas City Chiefs and what you've meant to this franchise and what the franchise has meant to you, when you shot that video, we got to see that awesome video that you and several of the other former Chiefs legends put together to wish this team good luck, to try to get somewhere that you guys just weren't quite able to get to. What were your emotions like when you shot that video?
Well, it's a time in history where it's great to be a Chief. It's really great to be a Chief the last 7 years. So it's one of those things where since Andy Reid has come aboard, being a Chief, you have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And this year and last year are the closest we've ever been to winning, to going to the Super Bowl. And it's just humbling. Even though I played for the Chiefs for 13 years and never got to this championship status, I just want to get behind my guys and ride their coattails, knowing that we're supporting them all the way, man. And this is definitely not a jealousy thing. This is a thing where, you know, football is a hard sport. So in order for them to be in this position, it takes a lot of focus, a lot of dedication, and a lot of physical activity. And a little bit of good luck here and there. And Pat Mahomes helps out a lot. I tell people all the time, man, if I had him a couple years, I may have a couple rings on my finger. And shoot.
Yeah, I mean, look, and you still have tremendous ties to this team. I mean, they're coaches that you played for, they're players that you shared that locker room with and all those long hours up in St. Joe at training camp. And so you still got guys you're close to on the team. And so let's talk more about what they're facing on Sunday. And again, you know, Ryan Tannehill's come in and he's played some good football, but three straight games with at least 180 yards for Derrick Henry. Watching what Steve Spagnuolo's doing now and the personnel that they have on defense, you tell me what they need to do defensively. What's the path to victory for them against the Titans defensively on Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you what, my hat's off to the coordinator. Spag's been doing a great job, especially the second half of the season. He turned it up. I mean, it wasn't any more talk about, oh, the Chiefs doesn't really have a defense. The offense scores 40, 50 points. The defense is really playing their best ball. They're peaking at the right time. And for them to stop Derrick Henry this coming week, I know everybody's been talking about, oh, you can stack the box. He still gets a lot of yards. You still got to stack the box. You definitely got to do that. You can't not do that. But you have to mix up the defensive line, meaning stun them at times, because a lot of times the defensive line is sitting right there and they're like statues, and the linemen are saying, okay, we're going to double up to here. We're going to pull this guy around. They just know exactly what the defensive line is doing. You got to get some movement in the defensive line. Not a lot, but a little bit, just to slow the offensive line down just to give them some indecision on saying, man, this guy may not be here, or just to slow the offensive line down. And there are going to be some times, some one-on-one tackles with DBs that you're going to have to you're going to have to tackle the big boy. You're going to have to make a big boy tackle on Derrick Henry. I wouldn't say hit him in the chest, but I would say you gotta wrap up, but you gotta hit him low and wrap up, and not just one guy. It's got to be a lot of guys coming to the ball, hustling to the ball, and maybe get that ball out sometimes. It's one of those things where playing against a big time running back, you need 11 people to the ball, and I know Spags. Coach Spags is going to do a great job by implementing a great scheme.
We are talking with one of the all-time great Kansas City Chiefs, Derrick Johnson, in advance of this AFC Championship game. And DJ, I want to talk to you about the linebackers a little bit, because the guy that came in to try to fill your shoes was Anthony Hitchens, and obviously those are some big shoes to fill. And he had a pretty tough season last year in the old defensive scheme under Bob Sutton. But he seems like he has fit a lot better with Steve Spagnuolo's with his scheme, and he's been thriving. He's led the team in tackles this year. What have you seen from Anthony Hitchens? Why is it maybe going so much better for him this year than what we saw a year ago?
Well, I first want to say I like Anthony Hitchens. They call him Baby Hitch. I know some guys back in Dallas. They used to call him Baby Hitch. So, Hitchens is a guy that's very athletic, a physical player, a guy that wants to come downhill and hit you in the mouth. He's a typical size for an inside backer and a very smart player, very smart player. I don't know him personally, but from the film that I've seen of him and the people I've talked about him, he's a very smart player, very humble guy. I think he did better in this system than last year. It's because it's a 4-3 scheme, and he's better served in a 4-3 scheme because they had that at the Cowboys when he was there. But he likes to make decisions fast. And 4-3 scheme, you can make decisions a little bit faster because everybody has a gap. When you're in 3-4 scheme, it's a little bit different. It's just a different animal about two gapping and kind of flowing with the running back, and sometimes you can go to the left or right. It's a different kind of scheme. But the 4-3 scheme fits him a lot better. He can make a quicker decision and shoot his gun a lot faster. And Spags has been the coach has been doing a great job by mixing up different things with the linebackers. I mean, I've seen Reggie Ragland in there. I've seen 5-4 in there. I mean, I've seen Ben 5-6 in there. I mean, he does a great job by mixing the linebackers up. But they got a very athletic young group of linebackers that switch, do a great job switching in and out.
So one guy that you do know that you played with is Chris Jones, and he missed the last game with this calf strain. And you know, you said it yourself. You played almost a decade and a half and never had the chance to play in this game, the AFC Championship game. And we think the Chiefs will be here multiple times with Patrick Mahomes, but you can't take anything for granted in the NFL. You know this better than anyone. And so what must he be going through as he has a chance to be on the field if his calf can get right, but still you don't want to do anything that could jeopardize. You have to look ahead, his availability for the Super Bowl, but you got to get there first. That's got to be a tough thing for not only the coaching staff, but for Chris Jones as they try to see if he can get healthy in time for Sunday.
Yeah, it's tough. It's very tough. As soon as you said something about it, I was just thinking in my head, like, man, I just wonder what he's going through. As football players, we want to be available. We want to be out there on the field. But football is a physical sport, very physical, taxing sport on your body. And you don't want to rush it, but there's some sense of urgency right now. It's not the middle of the season. It's the end of the season. So it's like, man, it's going to be up to him. It's going to be up to him to see if he can go. Maybe don't – if he can, don't overload him with, playing a bunch of plays. But his presence in the middle of the defense is much needed. If any time, this week, for sure, this week. And, I mean – that's one of those things where you say, hey, do I try to get us to the Super Bowl and maybe can't play in a Super Bowl, it's kind of all hands in deck. And I think he will be able to play. I hope so. But Chris Jones is a heck of a player. I mean, he's a very disruptive defensive lineman that can move, can rush the passer. I mean, he's big, tall. I mean, Chris Jones is a really, really good player. And I played with him. He's even better now. So my hat's off to him by trying to play. I hope he does play. We need him.
Now you mentioned, you know, what it would have been like to play with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback. I mean, you saw him in practice, and now you've seen him for 2 years as the starter. You saw him. I mean, the Chiefs are down 24-0. He throws 4 touchdown passes in the second quarter. It's tough to do that playing Madden. I mean, that stuff's it's video game stuff. So, like, for a former defensive player, when you watch him, I mean, we see him do things and make throws that other people just can't make. How do you describe watching him and what it must be like to try to stop him if you're the opposition?
You know what? It's only a couple quarterbacks in the league, Rodgers or someone like that. But when I watch Pat Mahomes, I'm always, even when I watch any quarterback, let's say that first. And when I watch any quarterback and they make a great throw or something, I'm always, because I'm a defensive guy, I'm always like, well, defense does this, but, you know, they can't do that. That's how I think. But when Pat makes the throw, I'm like, well, nothing you can do. You can't do anything on that. That's just how it is, you know. Just have a short-term memory, go to the next play. So Pat is, I've seen him his rookie year, you know, throwing against us in practice as a scout team quarterback, and he's phenomenal, man. He's phenomenal. And give credit to Andy Reid, because Pat can get a little I guess wild with the ball at times, even though he can do it. I think Andy kind of calms him down a little bit, saying, hey, don't do this, don't do that. I trust you in this area, do this. And Pat's good, man. He's a superstar.
When you watch those two, in particular, those two touchdown passes that he threw to Kelsey, where he, on the one he rolled out to his right and just kind of carried the play out as long as he could and then was able to just sneak it in that little window to Kelsey. And then the play where he rolled out to his left and was able to drag his back foot just to stay behind the line of scrimmage enough to complete that pass. Was that one of those plays where there's nothing you could do? How would you have defended Kelsey if you were a linebacker stuck in that situation, trying to figure out if Mahomes is going to try to run it in or throw it to Kelsey the way that he did at the last second?
That's the deal. You got to get Pat on the ground. If you don't get him on the ground, he's going to run around and he's going to look to. He doesn't want to run, but I mean, as you see, I mean, he had over 50 yards this past weekend, so he can run with the ball, but he doesn't want to. But I don't know. That's the type of thing where I'm like, I don't know what to do. I really don't. It's one of those things where you can't let him out of the pocket, but at the same time, when he gets out of the pocket, he's even more dangerous. And give credit to Travis Kelce by saying, hey, let me try to get open, because I know my guy's going to, you know, somehow get the ball to me, and it happens for him.
All right, before we let you go, let's get sentimental, DJ. You got coaches. You played for Andy Reid. You've got teammates you played with. You were a big part. You still are a big part of this community. You did so much of this community for so long. You've got Kansas City in your blood. What would this mean to you if the Chiefs can pull this off and finally get this town and get this team to the Super Bowl?
Well, first of all, it's always been a goal of ours. Clark Hunt and Lamar Hunt always told us during training camp, hey, bringing the Lamar Hunt Trophy to Kansas City, and that's foremost. We got to do that first. Once we can do that, the Super Bowl is possible, and after that, it's. I mean, being able to play in the Super Bowl, the greatest game in the world. The Hunt family, I mean, first class family. This is what they spent money on, spent time and blood, sweat, and tears, and I'm sure Lamar Hunt, Clark's dad would be so proud of him for being the chairman to bring home not only the Lamar Hunt Trophy but a Super Bowl.
Where are you going to watch the game at on Sunday?
I am coming to the game, so I will be in attendance. So I would not be getting on my wife's nerves, stopping the tape and rewinding stuff. So I'll be there, and hopefully I can sneak on the field and maybe hit Derrick Henry in the knee a couple times.
Please. All right. I'm gonna hold you to that now, DJ. That's the kind of attitude we need in Chiefs Kingdom right
all
now.
All hands on deck.
DJ, so we'll see if we can catch up with you at the game on Sunday, and then hopefully the celebration will not end, and there won't be, hey, look, if we see Clark Hunt get his dad's trophy, there won't be a dry eye in the house, and I'm so glad that you're going to be there, hopefully to be a part of it, and DJ, we love you. Thanks for coming on the show, and we think about all of the great players that didn't get a chance to get to this point and get in this game, and you're one of them, and so you'll have a part of this. And, man, we're thrilled you're going to be there. And hopefully we'll talk to you next week about the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, man.
I really, really appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Thank you, DJ. That's Derrick Johnson, Super DJ Derrick Johnson. I'm getting emotional. Nate believes in tears out at Rally House. If you want to console him, 9750 Quivira, right across the street from Oak Park Mall. Jake was doing something with his fingers. I don't know what that was.
What?
But yeah, apparently that means he's emotional. Nate, any comments before we break on our conversation with Derrick Johnson, please?
Man, look, DJ, what a class act, what a good guy. I really feel bad because he's one of those guys that deserved to get to play in a Super Bowl himself because he was that type of player. But it's awesome that he's going to be here. I'd like to see him out there trying to tackle Derrick Henry again.
That it sounds like he'd like to see it too as well.
Yeah.
That was good Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Come out and see me here at Rally House. You can tackle Rudy Salazar in the knees the way that he's a good 6'3", just like Derrick Henry. So see if you can bring him down. You
good
know,
God.
He's here. No?
Register to win tickets with you, Nate, right? Go out there and register.
You can register to win tickets to the game on Sunday. We are going to give away a $50 gift card to Rally House every hour. So all you have to do is come sign up. You don't have to be present to win. But while you're here, you should shop for all the great Chiefs gear. We know it's going to be cold on Sunday. They got all types and sizes of stocking caps and jackets and coats and jerseys and everything that you could want to get ready for the game on Sunday. And I will remind people, too, if you don't have tickets to the game on Sunday, come down to the Power and Light District. We're going to have a big watch party in the P&L. I'm going to be up there emceeing. We're going to give away gift cards to Rally House at the watch party on Sunday as well. Rally House is the place to be to get all your Chiefs gear. And on Monday, it's going to be the place to get your AFC Championship gear after the Chiefs win this game on Sunday as well. But we're going to be here all day today. After our show, the Zone's going to be here. The program's going to be here. They're going to have food later this afternoon for people. Giveaways all day long. This is your spot. Rally House at 97th in Quivira in Overland Park as we're doing the 810 tailgate takeover for this AFC Championship game.
Jake wants to let people know if you have any trouble finding the program with Seren Petro later on today at Rally House.
All right there at the Sports Radio 810 tent.
Right, so.
Yep.
You know.
Then you know right where it is.
Also, hey, look, if you don't win tickets with Nate, the place to get your tickets for less, 100% authentic Chiefs tickets and parking pass, the absolutely best prices. I've been looking. I've been keeping my eye on it.
I refuse to buy tickets any place else.
Nowhere else.
That's the only place.
The best prices.
Buy
the best tickets. You know they're real. 100% authentic. They have the best tailgate out there. They got passes for the tailgate. They got parking passes.
Sunday's the day to go to that tailgate and load up on barbecue.
Yeah. So more information, head over to ticketsforless.com or give them a call at 913-685-3322. Talk to the ticket specialist. They'll hook you up. All the best prices. All the best tickets. All 100% real.
Jake likes to go to the Tickets for Less tailgate and challenge people to a quick game of cornhole.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it on.
Saying, who wants to cornhole me? And then people just line up for...
They love it.
Right, all the way out the tent. And it's really great for everyone. I love it, though. You go in there and you can eat all the food you want. You can drink. You can have some fun. And then you walk in and you're ready for football. Because you don't want to be distracted with, you know, I'm hungry during the game.
Nah, don't mess with cleanup. In and out, in and out. Don't waste time out there setting up a tailgate, taking a tailgate down.
Tickets for Less.
That's right.
They got it all for you. Parking, tailgate, tickets. Tickets! The Nate Bucati live out at Rally House, 9750. Quivira. And don't forget, right by Dan the Tailor Man. Go see him too. 51% off all suits in the house off 97th and Quivira. Dan the Tailor Man. All you got to do to get 51% off, there's one thing you got to do. tell them SSJ sent you. And then he'll say, who the hell is that? Stephen St. John. He'll be like, whatever.
Huh.
51%, though. We're going to get Jake in a three-piece suit, and he cannot wait. 51%. All that and more we got coming up. And also a good friend of the show, CBS play-by-play man, Ian Eagle, will help us soar coming up. Soar like an eagle. Fly like an eagle. And if you don't play Fly Like an Eagle, this is intro, then Jake, you're doing it wrong on Sports Radio 810 WHB.